Okay, I think we're rolling. take two. All right, good morning, everybody. I guess in response to everything that's been going on with Twitter this morning. Oh, is it still jabbering on? Shut up already. Oh, it gets annoying. Okay, so in response to everything that's been going on and all the things that I've been reading, I felt that it was maybe better to do an audio boo just because of the, content in terms of, like, Twitter sucks, okay? So 140 characters, I need to change that shit. That's what we should lobby for in Congress, is make Twitter have more characters instead of 140. In my opinion, I think abortion is a strong period. I think it's very selfish for a woman to decide whether she should abort a child, and that's my position. It's always been my position, and I know that really is something that potentially angers women. It's probably an incendiary comment, but oh well, that's the beauty of living in this nation. With that said, it is not my right, or it's not, you know, it's not my, just because I think it's wrong does not give me the right, I guess, to say that a woman can't choose to abort a child. That ultimately, at the end of the day, is her choice. So a woman can choose that if she wants, but overall, I think it's a very selfish move for a woman to make, and obviously I'm going to get a lot of heat for that, but oh well. And you know, a lot of women are going to say, oh, well, you just don't know, you're not a woman, you've never been in our shoes, you don't know what it's like to have an unwanted child, blah, 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 blah. I get all that. I understand all that. I've heard the argument before, but the reason I say it's wrong is because you as the female, and I'm saying general you, not you to anybody here, but the general you, the general woman that does say all these arguments, it's selfishness because it's all about I don't want the child, you know. I don't want to raise it in this world. I can't afford the child. Or whatever the case may be. It's all about me, 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 me. I've never heard a woman say it was about the child. It was in the best interest for the child. I've never heard that before. So then with that, then, I think it's important to, you know, this pill method. I get that. I've dated women who've used it. It's been a great benefit for me in that respect. However, I don't think that women should, that taxpayer dollars should pay for that. For that right, it's a right for you to have that opportunity to choose that type of contraception. With that said, then it shouldn't be incumbent upon the government to provide that for you just because you want to go and have fun, or you want to fuck without a condom, or you don't want to take more proactive measures. I think with that it being a right, that it should be then incumbent on you as the woman and your mate to provide that finance for yourself. And if you can't afford it, then obviously that's a sign that you're trying to spend without, you know, you're spending out of your means, you're wanting something that you can't afford right now. So then you should be more responsible. And again, the general woman should be more responsible then, and you know, take more proactive measures. And if you can't have sex right now, then oh well, you know, that's a sacrifice a woman and her mate are going to have to make in lieu of the poor finances. And what else was going on in terms of adoption? I get the fact that some children are brought into adoption circle, and they're bouncing around from home to home. That's a travesty, right? That shouldn't be happening, but we do live in an imperfect world. But I'm not sure if this was stemming from the abortion comment. I'm totally confused there. But if it was, then I think that that should not negate the fact that a child shouldn't be given the right to be born. Because just as much as it is a woman's right to feel she should take that child away from this world, that child also has a right, regardless of what the woman thinks, hence my returning back to the selfishness comment, to decide whether he or she wants to live or die. And with that said, that's where the suicide play comes in to effect, because that's ultimately their decision to choose. If, based off their method of conception, if they feel, oh, well, I wasn't wanted, so I don't want to be here, then I'll kill myself. That's their right. So yeah, I don't know if that was a little out there in Mars, but anyway, that's my comments and feedbacks and whatnot, so enjoy. Peace out.